Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight in Israel, a mild evening is settling in across the country, with clear skies expected over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa will enjoy a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has blocked access and escape routes to Bint Jabel, cutting off Hezbollah's supply lines in southern Lebanon, according to Walla Just In. Also, the U.S. is set to implement severe economic measures against Iran, including halting oil exports, following the collapse of negotiations, reports Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also this hour, stalemate continues as both the U.S. and Iran resist concessions in talks, with Iran wanting credit for ending the Lebanon war, reports the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Separately, the IDF chief has ordered immediate readiness for a possible return to conflict with Iran, according to I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, Israel continues its offensive on Hezbollah's stronghold in southern Lebanon, with violent clashes reported, as per JNS just a short time ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli defense analyst, reported minutes ago that two Pakistani-flagged oil tankers turned back from the Strait of Hormuz. Rachel Moisel, a cultural commentator, expressed her views that a play about the October 7th massacre does not need to include the perspective of Hamas. Eli Jacobi, a media critic, commented that Tucker Carlson's remarks on the BBC are being widely shared, questioning the organic nature of the discussion. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ongoing siege in Bint Jael, the IDF has intensified its operations, aiming to cut off Hezbollah's strategic points. Walla reports that this move is part of a broader effort to weaken Hezbollah's hold on the region. The implications for local civilians could be severe, with potential shortages and increased conflict. Turning to the U.S.-Iran tensions, Israel Hayom notes that the U.S. plans to halt Iran's oil exports, escalating economic pressure. This decision follows failed talks where Iran's demands linked to the Lebanon conflict were unmet. The regional economic consequences could be significant, impacting global energy markets. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights the diplomatic stalemate between the U.S. and Iran. Both sides have been unwilling to compromise, with Iran seeking to leverage the Lebanon situation. The continued impasse could lead to prolonged instability in the region. In a related development, I-24 News reports that the IDF is preparing for potential military action against Iran. This readiness comes amid fears of renewed hostilities. Such preparations indicate heightened alert levels, impacting regional security dynamics. And finally, JNS describes intense clashes in southern Lebanon. Israel's military actions aim to dismantle Hezbollah's defenses. The ongoing conflict may lead to further displacement and humanitarian concerns in the region. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Israel's Basket will launch next Wednesday in 50 Carrefour branches, aiming to increase market competition and potentially lower prices. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights record-breaking activity in the stock market, with significant trading volumes, while investors brace for potential market shifts. And finally, Mariv Business advises on investing in Portuguese property, emphasizing the importance of defining goals for residential or investment purposes. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.